I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Gretchen. Just Gretchen. But Gretchen, your support means everything to us. If you had two names, it wouldn't mean any more. Just Gretchen. Thank you, Gretchen. The two of us have so much music that we're always eager to share with you and talk about. There's no telling what's going to bubble up on any given day. Mr. Kot, your turn to add a song to the Desert Island Jukebox. Give us just a little hint of what you got in mind.
Well, I was prompted by one of our listeners who said, why don't you ever talk about X. The band X, but X artist. I'm going to tell you
fill in
who
the
that
blank.
Artist is.
Yeah, right. I know. We get a fair number of those. I was getting a lot of crap for ranting about Danzig in our Halloween episode, but then I played a song that wasn't by Danzig. That's how much I dislike Danzig when I was talking about the Misfits. But right. All right, I want to know what listener you're making happy today. We'll find out on Sound Opinions in a minute.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. All right, Greg, you've never talked about fill in the blank. And now you're gonna.
Well, it's I find it hard to believe, but it's probably true, given the listener's attentiveness to our show. The listener brought up the band Swans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you ever talk about Swans? Well, in part because Swans were on hiatus for a good chunk of the early days of the show. They finally came back into existence in the last decade. So it's time to play a little bit of a catch-up here. Here's a man who's gone through multiple incarnations, right?
Yeah.
Michael Gerard's been the one constant. Anybody who was a fan of the no-wave scene, New York City, early 80s, probably knows Swans as part of that scene, alongside people like Glenn Branca, Sonic Youth,
yeah.
Right? Riz Chatham. They were one of the more abrasive, and
that's
saying something. When you talk about noise rock, these guys were at the far end of that.
You know, dear listener, I got that email, so did Greg,
yeah.
and I didn't want to answer. The reason Jim DeRogatis has never talked about the Swans is in their heyday in New York, I was in clubs where the Swans, and they scared me.
Yeah.
I can't say that about anyone in music, not too many. It's a short list. They scared me. I wanted to run away.
Gerard was an intimidating figure back then, and I happened to interview him a couple of times when Swans first basically called it a day in 1997, and then when they finally came back in the 2010s, seeing them live circa 2013 was just overwhelmingly great. I didn't have any idea how great the band was live until I saw them that day, and it blew my mind. It was like being submerged in this incredible sound, but it wasn't repulsive in any way. It was just moving and powerful, and you felt like this big wave was coming over you. The way he was orchestrating the music with his musicians was just amazing. When I talked to Gerard, he struck me as a very reasonable, smart guy, and he goes, I admit, loud, ugly, brutal, the ideas that followed us around, that we were the most horrible experience of your life, would be to go see a Swan show.
Yeah.
He goes, I get that. People thought that about us.
That's a fun Friday night.
Early on. But when Jarbo joined the band after that early period, they sort of started to transform into more expansive sounding music. Then he formed Angels of Light after Swan sort of broke up, then brought Swans back again. They have had many, many incarnations in the way the music has sort of evolved. Gerard's been at the center of it all. And he's becoming, to my mind, a very important musician, if little known musician, during that time. The song I want to play is a song that I used to play a lot when it surfaced. It was an outtake from the White Light from the Mouth of Infinity, Swan's album of 1991. This was when in the Jarboe years, when he was collaborating with her. And they were writing some very moving, powerful music. And the track called Blind was one that I always gravitated toward. I was younger once, and I created a lie. And though my body was strong, I was self-deluded, confident, and blind. It's about a person growing up in public. You know, you're typecast as one thing, and you realize a lot of that typecasting was because of the way I behaved. You know, Gerard saying this about himself.
I feel less guilty.
Yeah.
So he was scary to me, and he was trying to be scary.
He was trying to be scary, and he was trying to be ugly, and he was trying to be a rancorous person. And he realized it's no way to live. You know, I can't go on like this. So in some ways, kind of having a reckoning, a self-reckoning. And this is just a beautiful track. Everything you think you know, which may be associated with those early Swans tracks that are really hard to listen to unless you're in a particularly violent mood, may be blown up by this track if you've never heard the latter period Swans. But here is Blind from Swans on Sound Opinions.
But I was younger then, and young men never die. When I walked out in the sun, I was strong, clear-minded, and blind. I don't say a prayer for anyone, it doesn't do any good.
That is Blind by Swans. Michael Gerard, let's give Swans some due. It's just a very powerful, moving song, I think.
I wonder where Jarboe is today.
I don't know. I did some research. Off and on, she's collaborated with Gerard over the years, but she's not part of the current incarnation of Swans.
The current Swans.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's a fascinating topic for research. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org to sponsor the show. We'd love to have you on board. Email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.